So is banning supersized cups a good way to get people to drink less soda? Well, that's the question we'll put to Brian Wansink, who has studied portion size and how it affects consumption. He's professor of consumer behavior at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. Professor Wansink, welcome to the program.
Well, it's great to be with you.
And you've called us a nation of mindless eaters. Why don't you tell us what that means for how the size of a container or a portion affects how much we consume?
Well, absolutely. What we found out in the research that we've done up here in Cornell is that the typical person makes over 200 decisions about food a day. Most of us think we make about 20 or 25, but we end up being just a nation of mindless eaters because we're not aware of all the things around us, all the cues around us that trick us in eating or drinking a little bit more than we otherwise would, whether it be the size of a bowl or cup, or whether it be what the person's doing next to us, or the music that's in the room, or the lighting.
And in terms of the size of a container, if I'm handed a 32-ounce soda, won't at some point my body say, I'm done with soda. I'm not going to finish this. I'm going to drink half of it.
Well, we like to think so, but I mean, our eyes are a lot bigger than our stomach. We eat with our eyes, not with our stomach. And so our stomach is fairly crude when it comes to telling us whether we're full or not. So what we actually do is we eat or drink and serve the amount that looks appropriate on a plate or in a cup.
Now, you did a study about how much popcorn people would eat during a movie, and you found that even if the popcorn was terrible, really stale and nasty, people with a big container ate more of it. I think I know this feeling.
I think that's a case study in this. Oh, yeah, we did this outside of Chicago, and we gave people either those large-size popcorn containers, the super large-size ones, but this was 5-day-old popcorn that had been in an entomology lab for 5 days, like eating styrofoam. What we found is that even though we looked at people who had just eaten dinner and gave them terrible popcorn, the typical person still ate about 33% more popcorn if they were given a bigger container. But if you ask them if the bigger container influenced them, they go, no, it couldn't have.
I have seen this argument about soda in particular, that regardless of portion size, it doesn't make us feel full. So no matter how much we're given, we'll just keep drinking it. We don't reach a sense of fullness.
Well, it's the truth with all beverages, too. They just really don't have that same, mouthfeel and that sating feel that an equal amount of fiber would, for instance.
Well, what are your thoughts on New York Mayor Bloomberg's plan here? He wants to restrict supersized drinks as a way to fight obesity. Think it's a good idea?
I really think it's not going to have really any dent, or if it does, it's only going to be a small one, because the people who love this stuff are continuing to love it, and they're going to think of ways to get their fix. But my bigger fear is that if this fails, it's going to be an epic failure in the fight against obesity. Because all of a sudden, something that's very visible and is supposed to work theoretically, if it fails, hey, what's the next step? And then maybe throwing up your hands and saying, oh, okay, let's look at something else.
And that's the wrong message, you think?
I think so too. I think this could be done in a lot better way by engaging these retailers and figuring out what can be done to kind of reduce this stuff by still making it profitable for you guys.
How would you engage retailers to get the same effect in the end?
Well, in the same way when we engaged manufacturers about 15 years ago and talked with them and saying, look, you could charge a premium for offering less and getting people to eat less and they'll pay more. They'd go, oh, yeah, okay. And they thought of a number of different ways to make that happen, ways to promote it, to package it differently.
Brian Wansink, thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks very much.
Brian Wansink directs the Food and Brand Lab at Cornell University. He's author of the book, Mindless Eating, Why We Eat More Than We Think.